According to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when he sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you, carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the wine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus says to his disciples, "Those who do not eat my flesh and drink my blood will have no life, eternal life." Then many people left. So harsh the word, "Eat his flesh and drink his blood." It's impossible. Many, many left. Just a few lived down. Then Jesus asked, "Peter, why you stay here? Why don't you go with the others?" Peter says, "Lord, you have the word of life. Away from you, where do we go?" Lord, that Peter understand the word of Jesus, that you eat my flesh or eat my body and drink my blood. He couldn't understand either. Nobody understand. But that time. And Jesus did mention about that he will establish this sacrament of the Eucharist on during the Last Supper. He didn't say anything. He just said, "Those who do not eat my flesh and drink my blood have no life." That's all. That's why Jesus, when he says during the Last Supper, take it and eat it. Take it and drink from it. This take is a command. Not just please, if you want, just take it. Everybody to share it. Take this, all of you, and eat it. Among 12, also the other women next door. All have to share. This is a command. This is an order. Why so strong? If we do not share his life, we will have no life. That's very important. This is a command. So in order to have his life, we should live a better life, of course. If we are in a sinful state, we are not in life neither. We are not qualified to share his life if we are not in life. So just listen. Jesus wants us to be, first of all, he himself wants to be with us. It's a command, come to me. It's an invitation, more than an invitation. It's a fatherly love. Come back. Come. So, take this word. Take it. It's not only an invitation. It's a command. That his wish, that really sincerely wants us to come to him. Not just to him, just not nearby. In his life, St. Thomas Aquinas, you know him, no? You know who is St. Thomas Aquinas? He has a university in Manila. University of Thomas Aquinas. He says, when we receive the Eucharist, we share the divine life. We become God, divinized. So after you receive the Holy Communion, it's no more that you live, as what St. Paul says, but Jesus lives in you. You have the life of Jesus. In a certain way, you are God. This holiness in you. Now, don't belittle yourself. Jesus upgrades us. We are all called to be in him forever. Started on earth. Don't wait till last days of your life on earth. And then, I could see the Lord Jesus, now I come to eternal life. No. Eternal life comes from now. Right now. In this sense, we will have a better understanding of the new world, new heaven. Because the whole creation, the sanctification of the whole creation depended on us, humanity. Because when we receive the Eucharist, our body become a Eucharist. When one day we go back to the earth, we become the food of the earth, we become the Eucharist for the earth, for the world. So I don't like that for cremation, too fast. Too short. I like the burial. Your body become part of the earth. You become the nutrition for the earth, for the flowers, for the trees. They share our life, Eucharistic life. They share this new heaven and new earth in the Lord Jesus Christ. We share the real salvation, and they share the new face of the world. through us. We are the Eucharist for the world. So our life is all from eternity. From the very beginning to the end, we share this new creation, new face of the world. It's a great vocation for us. Don't belittle us ourselves. You may ask, how can we become divinized? In physics, if two materials come together, one big, one small, if the small comes to the big, it absorbs into the big. That means Eucharist, divinity, we, humanity, small. When humanity comes to divinity, we become part of divinity. This is physics. Understand? So we are one with the Lord, a real sense of the world. Not just something perhaps. So take this word, take it. It's an imitation. It's an imitation. Don't hesitate. Of course. You don't live your life according to the will of God. You're not qualified, of course. But don't think always in a negative way. We are all sinful people. We need all conversion, daily conversion. We are all not worthy at all. But Jesus is ready. When he says, come, he established the sacrament of confessions. Say sorry to him before you come to the table. Just finish. Our life is always started from the very beginning. You don't have to say, oh, for many years I'm already in that state, I don't know how to do. Every day is a new day. Don't look back. Just now. You haven't been in confession for years. Go first for confession. Make yourself clean. Otherwise, it could be a sacrilege if you come to the banquet. That's why Jesus says one of the parable. Many are called to sitting down, and one, why don't you have your dress? It's a symbolic word. Why don't you prepare yourself? Take him out. He's not worthy. God calls, but you have to respond with holiness. Last but not the least, when we receive the Holy Communion, please stay with the Lord in June. When you go back to the seat, stay with him. Even better, keep him as a tabernacle the whole week. Take him lively. You be the living tabernacle. Keep him there. Stay with him the whole week. Work with him. Pray with him. Stays with him. That's the desire of Jesus. From eternity, he decides each one of us be one with him. This is what happened. If today you cannot enter heaven, do we expect tomorrow you can enter into heaven? No way. If you say yes, you're too proud. You too much trust in yourself. You must be humble. We are all not worthy at all. This calling is free, but you have to respond. Satan won't be happy if we are close to Jesus. So he makes many tricks to divert you, not so much closer. A little bit stay, more or less. That's not the way to disciple Jesus. You might find something hard, harsh, the word of Jesus. You might go. Listen to the word of Peter. Lord, away from you, you have the word of life. Where do we go?